Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, question, are you a saver or a splurger? And can you mend your ways before the annual Christmas spend? News Talk Sarah Madden reports on Irish spending habits and the hints that could help us afford the festive season.
Don't hate us, don't add us, and please don't X us. But Christmas is just around the corner, and it will reportedly cost Irish people more than €2,300 this year. We're not always forthcoming when it comes to finance talk here in Ireland, but with inflation rising and the cost of living at an all-time high, isn't it time we put aside our polytests and pool our resources to hear what we can do this November to set aside a bit of cash for Christmas and put new practices into place for a more savvy 2025. Would you say you're a saver or a splurger?
Definitely a splurger. Like, I can't. My bank account actually hates me. Like, I always, as soon as I get my salary, it's just I'm spending everything.
Splurger. Yeah, I can't save a penny.
My wife would say I'm a saver.
And is that true?
In comparison to her, definitely a saver, yeah.
I never thought I'd actually like saving, but sometimes it's just nice to look at the old bank account and go, woohoo, I got something in there for once, you know.
We splurged today.
I'm a splurger, absolutely, yeah.
I'd like to think of myself as a saver, but the piggy bank gets smashed every once in a while.
What do you splurge most on?
Oh, everything from musical gear to artwork to home stuff.
I'll take away, always get me spice bike, trying like kebab, anything. Like, it's always just food.
Going out, travel, I guess, is another part of it.
For me, it's definitely like a coffee and a pastry, because I will splurge on like a nice pastry. If it's like €4, €4.50, I'm like, I'll do it, it's fine.
I like a nice watch every now and again, you know. Clothes as well. You wouldn't believe it to look at me now, but I do like to dress up, so I can't pass TK Maxx. I just love going in and finding something that's really, really out there, and just, and I love the rummage. That's my favourite bit of it, you know.
It is clothes, and I have way too much of my clothes, and I never get rid of them, so I just keep hoarding more and more.
It's the dopamine rush that, you know, you get that little hit of serotonin, and what can you do?
I think we deserve it. We've been through a lot. Leaving cert was really hard times, so I think we deserve it now to just spend a bit.
How long are you going to be saying that for?
We'll see.
What are your top tips for those of us who have never saved a penny in our lives?
Do it automatically, just like direct debit out, so you don't feel like you've lost it. Mm. You never saw it. It never arrived.
It was never yours to begin with.
Never yours. Yeah, gone.
I don't know. I just naturally do it. I never planned to do it.
Okay, so
be born with self-restraint.
Yeah, exactly.
Or no plans to go anywhere and do anything.
People should take away the credit cards just coming up to Christmas. They should just cut them up.
A little bit regularly, because that builds, and I think that's its own motivation. But yeah, no, it's good to have a target too.
My big passion, I suppose, is travel. So I save all my pennies for that, or my drachmas, or my Deutschmarks, or whatever you want.
Our spending actually is deep-rooted kind of in psychology, and there are many different types of spenders.
Dr. Tara Logan Buckley is a chartered clinical psychologist who says money comes up with her patients all the time.
Where each of these kind of stem from, it's a mix of what our personality type is, what upbringing, what we learned from maybe parenting styles or what we didn't learn, what our emotional needs were, if they were met, if they weren't met, and what social influences around us as well. And unfortunately, sometimes here in Ireland, a lot of it can be down to, particularly in rural Ireland, you know, what did the neighbour have? What did they have that we didn't have necessarily growing up? So a lot of these things kind of come in together to give us the way that we view money in current day as an adult and our kind of spending style.
According to Tara, attitudes to finances generally divide along generational lines.
If we think about the older generation, they had to wait for things, whether that was things to be fixed in the shoe store, whether it's things that had to be ordered. Even if we think about videos, you know, I remember going to the video store when I was a kid and having to wait. And if it was out, you had to wait till it was brought back. Now we can just get everything at our fingertips. There's lots more ways for us to lend money from people. It's kind of more accepted now to owe money and to lend money where it wasn't before as well. Also, I think if we think about the modern day, it's kind of like the status seeker. So what we want to do is there's a lot of people that want to prioritize high brands. They want luxury items and they want us to kind of think about, well, this is where I stand in modern society. This is where my family stands. Now, a lot of that can come from, you know, families where there wasn't a lot of money or if there's self-esteem issues as well as that. But there's definitely a few different types. And depending on where we kind of sit with generational, it kind of depends on our family upbringing and also societal wise, what was acceptable in that time.
Splurgers and savers may sound like very different spenders, but it is possible for people to morph from one into the other and indeed back again.
So I would have struggled financially for years. Myself and my husband became parents quite young. And so throughout the first few years of my two eldest kids, I was at home. We were on a single income and we were renting and we were just living paycheck to paycheck.
Offaly resident Kaz Mooney is an Irish influencer and author.
Then when my second child went to school, I went back to college and then started back into working full time. And so suddenly we had two incomes in the house. So then we kind of started to feel a lifestyle creep. I don't know where the money went. It was a lot of the habits. I would have loved buying stuff online and I would have justified it saying like, oh, I need.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Buy more clothes for work and, you know, I justified everything. Sure, if I buy, like, you know, the latest shoes that I'll feel so much happier about, you know, working. One year we went on a holiday to America and we put everything onto the credit card. Had an amazing time, went to see friends out there, had the best time. And on the plane home, I turned to my husband and I said, that was amazing, wasn't it? It was a trip of a lifetime. And he turned to me and he'd been looking at his online banking and he was like, how are we going to pay for this? So that was a real land before we'd even landed.
Kaz and her husband decided big change was needed. And they embarked on a low spend year with the family.
January 1st till December 31st in 2019, we were going to just spend money on necessities. First, we were going to clear that credit card from the holiday. And then as soon as that was gone, we were going to save as much as we could for a house deposit. It wasn't going to be a year of less. Instead, it was going to be a year of more. And we were going to do as much as we could without spending money. We got the kids a map of our surrounding area and we told them to just pick somewhere. We'd pack a picnic and we'd go off and visit there. We had come dine with me with friends that had kids of a similar age. And we even set up like voting, like come dine with me where you had to rate each other's dinners.
Ruthless.
Yeah. And it was great fun. It was anonymous as well.
so you don't lose any friends in the process.
Yeah, it was great fun. And then doing every side hustle we could. Surveys. We sold as much furniture as we could. We downsized the car. We did mystery shopping. Everything. We did everything. We tried it all.
Within just 10 months of making money and memories, Kaz and her husband had cleared 6,000 euros worth of credit card debt, and they'd saved the 15,000 they needed for their house deposit. She's now a money expert, with almost 250,000 followers on Instagram under the moniker Irish Budgeting.
Oh, it was unbelievable. Like, I still get emotional when I think about it because it was such a year. I think to go from the feeling of like it's all on top of you when you land back from the holiday to have the keys of your own home in your hand when you never thought it was possible. And the fact that we shared it with our kids and we brought them along for the journey, I think made it even more magical. It's changed our family in so many ways.
Kaz's story is something akin to a Christmas miracle. But if you're a splurger looking to save for the festive season to come, consumer journalist Sinead Ryan says it's not too late to mend your ways.
Well, the first thing I think is to free up as much money as we can between now and Christmas. And there's a couple of ways that you can plan to do that right now. The first one is to list all of what I call the invisible spend out of your account. That's mainly subscriptions. Because a lot of the time by listing it and listing the amount you're spending every month, you might realise actually I haven't used that in the last 3 months. Or could I skip that for now and rejoin it again in January? The second big saving will be energy. For most people, it is vampire energy. We're talking about leaving televisions plugged in, laptops plugged in, appliances in the kitchen plugged in. So turn all of those off. About 300 million euros goes unclaimed every single year in tax reliefs and credits that people don't bother asking for. And most of the time they don't ask for it, Sarah, is because they either think it'll be very complicated or that they'll suddenly become on revenues radar. And I hate to break it to people, but you're already on revenues radar if you have a PPS number and you pay tax. So kind of myth bust that one. You only fill out the bits you need. Now, even the most common one, medical expenses, you'll get back 20% on every single cent you spend on medicines, including the 80 euros per month drug payment scheme. You'll get it back on any medical aids or appliances you have and every single doctor or consultant visit you've attended. Now, why would you leave that money with revenue when you can get it back? The biggest switch that I think people don't bother doing is house insurance, because most people insure for what they think the house is worth on the market. Now, you're not selling your house if it's burnt down in a fire. You already own the land. So changing it for the rebuild cost rather than the value of the house is the single biggest saving you can make.
And that report from Sarah Madden.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.